hey friends, welcome to Say What She the podcast. I am your new best friend, giving you my take on all your secrets and situations, celebrity gossip, and reality TV. Let's go. Let's start off with some things I found on the internet this week. I found a couple of interesting things. The first thing that I saw was Vanessa Bryant being just so heartbroken and upset about the photos leaking of Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant and the other several people who lost their lives on that very sad day in that helicopter crash. Some pictures have surfaced with, like, I guess I have not looked at the pictures at all just because it's all a super sad situation, but apparently there are pictures of the bodies circulating everywhere, and it's just so disrespectful, and I cannot imagine having to see those and just having those public. I guess what happened was, from what the couple of articles that I read, some officers of the law, it's very sad, took pictures when they weren't supposed to, and if they were supposed to, then obviously they were not supposed to share them. I guess there was an officer who was trying to impress a girl at a bar and showed the actual pictures of the bodies that were burned in that horrific helicopter crash. Very sad, very distasteful. So, yeah, she's raising hell right now about those photos and she wants them to be punished, and I am not mad at her for that. I mean, what a sad thing that you have to live with for the rest of your life. Your husband, your daughter are gone, and people are out here making a mockery of it and showing these pictures, and it's just super distasteful and super disgusting. RIP all of those people who lost their lives that day, and I pray for all of them, all of their families and friends, just to have some type of peace and be able to move on in their life and start their new life. You know, unfortunately without them, but, you know, the story still has to go on. The chapters still need to be written. I just hope that they all have a peaceful journey and that people can be way more respectful and just think about what they're doing, because everything that we do affects other people. So just be mindful and be kind. The next thing that I saw was Justin Bieber. He had a birthday this weekend and he had a birthday party. I just want to say, we all know that Justin Bieber has been through a couple of things, seemed like drugs and everything kind of played a huge part in his life over the past few years, and he is getting himself back together, and him and his wife Hailey seem to be super in love, and things are going good. I just have one thing to say about Justin Bieber right now. Thank you for cutting the mustache. I did not understand that mustache. It just was not looking good on that fella, and I was not here for it. I am a Justin Bieber fan. I love his music. I think he's a pretty cool kid. But that mustache, I was not here for it. And the pics that I saw today looked like they were gone. That mustache was gone. So praise Jesus. The next thing I want to talk about is, and I'm kind of jumping all over the place today, but last night, me and a good friend of mine went to see the show Stomp, okay? It was only here for 2 days, 2 showings, and we caught the last one, and I'm not a fan. I know people are going to be so upset. I know Stomp is this huge thing, and it's this wonderful thing, and I went into it thinking, oh my God, I'm just about to love this. Found myself bored, and I didn't love it, and I wanted to love it. I've seen little snippets of great performances, and I don't know if it was just our cast that we had here or what the disconnect was, but I wasn't feeling it. I did think that the trash can part was really cool, and like almost the fraternity type performances with the feet and the hands and everything, that was cool. But, you know, like, I could have done without it. I don't know. If you love Stomp, you have to tell me why and just convince me that it's good and I should see it somewhere else or with a different cast or something, because I would assume that it's a different cast all of the time, right? I need to read up on that and just see how it started. But I feel like it's one of those things that have been around for years. So it has to be different people, right? I will say this. We named this one guy Post Malone because he was Post Malone, but way cleaner looking. He had these two French braids that I was just here for, and he was nice to look at. So we enjoyed that part. That was the only good part. Oh no, I take it back. There was another good part. There was this little chick who was just so into it, and I called her Spider Monkey because that's what I do. When I don't know somebody's name, I give them a nickname, and it's not typically like an animal, it's usually a name and pretty fitting. But this chick, I called her a Spider Monkey because she was jumping around. Like, so you have your steps that everybody was doing, and she was going like 12 times harder. It was crazy and so delightful to see. And you can tell that she's like a dancer in real life. I don't know if she does step or hip hop dancing or something, but she was living her best life and I felt it. So if we had maybe more of her and Coast Malone, you know, it might have been a good show. I don't know. I wasn't here for it, and I want to be here for it. So maybe I'll just catch it a different time, different cast, something like that. Whew, that was a lot to say, y'all. But I do want to talk about some life after lockup. Hopefully you guys are watching and know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to recap it. I am just going to kind of give you my thoughts on this week's episode. So we have Andrea and Lamar. It left off last week with Andrea being extremely upset at Lamar because she found condoms in his pocket, in his coat pocket. So the show picks up this week with her telling him to go check his pockets because, you know, she wants to see his reaction and she wants to talk to him about it. Well, he picks up this jacket that he says he hasn't worn in forever. He just brought it back with him. He picks up these con takes these condoms out, and he's almost laughing about it. And I don't know, I love Lamar, and I just felt in my whole heart and soul like he's not cheating on her. He didn't do anything. Is this for the cameras? Just because I don't 100% believe Andrea anyway, but she looked legit pissed. Like, cameras gone anyway. We'll kind of get to that. But I'm thinking there's no way he's cheating on Andrea. Like, no, not Lamar. I love him. I love that guy. Anyway, what ends up happening is, like, she dives for him, okay? She is punching him, hitting him, and she is angry. Like, it's a level of anger. I mean, like, this is real. This is reality TV right now happening, y'all. I felt every second of it. And at first, Lamar is just, he's kind of laughing it off because he can't believe it. And, you know, and he knows it's not his. He ends up calling his cousin, is like, "Hey, you borrowed my jacket, didn't you?" And he's like, "Yeah, I borrowed your jacket." And he's like, "Well, what's in it?" And then, like, after a little while, he goes, "Oh, you know, yeah, there's condoms in it." He goes, "What color are the condoms?" And he's like, "Oh, they're gold, blah, blah, blah." I believed it. Call me gullible, call me whatever, but I believed this. Unless they edited this in a certain way or a certain light, I believed Lamar. It sounded like his cousin really had this light bulb go off, like, "Oh, yes, I did have that in there. My fault," type of thing. Andrea was just, she was starting to calm down, and she really doesn't want to believe it, but I kind of believe you have to believe it, right? I don't know. If you don't watch this show, please watch it. It's one of my favorite reality shows on. So you have to watch it. So in that same show, now we've got everybody calls it the thruple. You've got Megan, Michael, Sarah, and now there's Maria. Talk about a rainbow. Michael loves his women, all colors, shapes, sizes. Yes, Michael, yes. But let's like one girl at a time and let's be honest, right? You've got Megan, who is a singer all of a sudden. Good job for you. Kudos, Megan, because you completely are now a singer on this show, and you even got the cameras to play you singing or record you singing on this show. I mean, that's pretty brilliant to get your name out there and get people listening to you. Her voice, it's not bad. I mean, it's not the greatest thing either. I wasn't like, "Ooh, Megan can sing, y'all." No, I mean, like, it was decent. She's good. I mean, is she the next Beyonce? Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. There's guys and girls out here rapping, and I don't understand how they even got a record deal. So maybe. Did she blow me away? No. Is she a better singer than me? Yeah. I mean, so who am I? Who cares? Basically, bottom line with these people, Sarah is likely going to sleep with Michael. And how gross is that? And how sad is that? She just feels like she's got this hold on him, or he has this hold on her, because they share children. Unfortunately for Sarah, we can all tell her that she's being stupid and that he is who he is, and he's never going to treat her the way she deserves to be treated. But until she comes to that realization on her own, what's the point? She knows that he came there with a girl, a new girl. She knows that he still deals with Megan. She knows that he's receiving all of this money through Cash App or all of these different money apps. Because she sees his bills, his bank statements, yet she still wants him. It's mind-boggling. It's like that one homegirl of yours who keeps doing all the wrong things and coming back to you for advice. And it's like, are you listening or not? Like, what are we talking about? And her friend Emmy is going to just lose her mind as soon as she finds out. But you know what? They kind of leave it at that cliffhanger. So we'll see what happens. But I'm pretty confident. I think she said something about Michael is always my man or something like that. I don't know. I'm disgusted. I was rooting for Sarah. I wanted her to take her most beautiful baby girls ever and move forward and find somebody. At this point, she can get greasy, nasty looking guy that she kissed in the bar and just live happily ever after with him. I'd rather see her with him than Michael, because Michael A doesn't deserve her, but B, he's playing around. He's doing him. He doesn't care. And for the life of me, what do these women see in him? I mean, what? There is, I don't know, maybe there's something that I just don't see. Clearly there's something I don't see. But anywho, let's talk a little bit about Clint and Tracy. I mean, what can we say about these people? They are just messed up. Clint's fingernails. Do you guys hear that? It is 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday and my daughter is deciding to vacuum right now while I'm podcasting. Just consider that the soundtrack to our life today. Clint and Tracy. First of all, what is going on with Clint's fingernails? I just need somebody to tell that dude to take a shower. He just looks so greasy and nasty and drugged out. Gosh, and his parents. I mean, he comes from what seems like a stable home, wealthy. Why do these things always happen to kids who have stuff? I mean, I don't understand. I'm just like, what happened to where he ended up the way he did? I mean, he is just the biggest screw up, and he is so in love and wanting this to happen with Tracy, and she is just a mess. I pray that she gets some help. She is strung out. She is on drugs. She doesn't know what to do with herself. She said on camera, like, there's drugs in the nightstand. Can you get them for me? In the nightstand. On TV, she's asking him to bring her some drugs. You know, she's on the phone, but I'm sure she knows that there's a camera crew is there and they're checking everything out and they're getting all of this on camera. And of course, they don't give two shits. They're like, oh, this is gold. We are going to record this. We need to get them help, both of them. They are going to be dead soon. I mean, they are just, I've never seen anything like it. And again, just somebody, please give Clint a shower. I wasn't going to talk about Angela and Tony because I'm over them. But Tony's talking about, let's hurry up and get married. I want to get married. And Angela's like, okay, let's start planning. But if you remember, he was just cheating with prostitutes and lying about all the everything. And Angela was so mad and teaching him a lesson, making him sleep in his car, blah, blah, blah. And now she's forgiven him. And now he's like, okay, good. Let's hurry up and get married. Angela, he doesn't want to marry you because he's so in love with you. He wants to be able to say, we're married. You can't kick me out. We're married. You can't give up on me. I saw this coming a mile away. Angela, get your life together. Angela, he's not for you. You can do better. You seem like a successful, strong woman. Just get yourself a somebody else. Anybody else. Okay, let's do some post secrets. I haven't done post secrets for a while. My now ex-boyfriend got me this $10 chocolate box for a Valentine. He makes $200,000 a year. Okay, so I guess the issue here is that it's a $10 box of Russell Stover's chocolate when he makes $200,000 a year. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, just because he makes a lot of money doesn't mean he brings home a lot of money. He could get a lot of it taken out for investments, insurance, I mean, all kinds of different things. $200,000 is a lot of money, but I don't think that the price of the chocolates means or is a symbol of how much he loves you. I mean, a $10 box of chocolates is a decent amount. I mean, there's dollar boxes of chocolates, so it's probably good stuff. I like Russell Stover's personally. I don't think that we can say that the $10 box of chocolates is a symbol for how much he loves you. It's probably one of the very first things that he saw when he went to grab it. I mean, I just think that the bottom line is that he thought of you on Valentine's Day. And I think that that's a nice thing. Okay, the next one. I'm quite fit. I exercise so much because it keeps me from feeling depressed. I probably suffer from high functioning depression. Hey, that is a wonderful outlet. If you are depressed or just feeling down and out, they say that working out releases those endorphins that really helps with that type of thing and those feelings. So I don't see anything wrong with this. I think, hey, whatever works for you. Just make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your body and you're recovering and that you're eating properly. And that you also probably should look at other things, other releases too, just in case you're doing too much and wearing your body down. But if exercising is what works for you, you do you. Nothing wrong with that. The next post secret is, I saved all my receipts in case I miscarried again. That's really sad. Gosh, I can't imagine having to feel like that or live like that. I mean, to be on the safe side, I guess I would too if I were in that position, just because you do want to be able to take those things back and one, get your money back, but two, not to be reminded of what could have been if you did miscarry again. But I think that you should focus on some positive things and try not to keep that in the back of your mind as much as possible, because I know it's always going to be there, but you don't want to miss out on the beautiful thing about being pregnant and just enjoying all of the good moments of it because you're so worried about what can happen. But if you did miscarry before, I would understand why you were being cautious and scared. So just go ahead and keep that box of everything that you're buying for the baby. And then as soon as you have the baby, make that your release. Throw that box out. You've got this beautiful bundle of joy now, and you have a whole new journey and experience to go through. So I'm here for this. Go ahead and keep that in a box and then keep living your life and enjoying your pregnancy. That was a good one. Okay, let's find one more. It has been almost 20 years since we broke up. I really want to reach out to you in friendship, but can't imagine a world where it would be welcome. So it just depends on what your current situation is and what that person's current situation is. To be completely honest, you can't rekindle a friendship when there were emotions there, and that is just my opinion. If you really want to reach out in friendship, I mean, why? Because if you guys were together before, it was more than a friendship. And if you think that it is in friendship, then what do those friendships turn into when you guys have such chemistry and been there, done that? It's going to turn into more. So unless that is a welcomed scenario because you are not, you know, in a relationship with somebody else and neither is that person, go for it. And I mean, you have control over how far things go. If you really do just want a friendship, then be open and honest about that and give that other person the choice. Because if the other person is single as well and they're open to this friendship and maybe evolving back into another relationship, everybody needs to be on the same page. So I say go for it if both of you are uninvolved with other people and you're willing for that to evolve into something else. Good stuff. All right, friends, I think that is going to be the show for this week. I have coming up in the works a couple of episodes coming out with some special guests, so please be on the lookout for that. I hope this next week is full of love, laughter, and light. Add me on social media at SayWhatSheShe. Join our Facebook group under the same name to keep up with me and our friends in between our time together. Do you have a question for me or want my take on things? You can DM me on social media or submit it anonymously to SayWhatSheShe.com. Please don't forget to leave a 5-star review so more friends can find us and join us. Until we talk again. Bye, friends.